Harper Audio presents Hopper, A Journey into the American Dream by Tom Folsom. Read by Ray Porter. Part 1. The Yellow Brick Rubber Road. Kansas. Dennis Hopper lit up a cigarette in the rich Peruvian night. Clean-cut and wiry, with more than a hint of disrepute, this handsome gentleman wore a Stetson hat as he barreled down the far side of the acid-green Andes, deftly maneuvering the plummeting hairpin turns in his muddy red Ford pickup truck. Emblazoned on the side was his personal slogan, Kansas, Hollywood, California. Broken bones, but raring to go. Sitting shotgun, a journalist from Life was hungry for the inside scoop for a major cover story about what this wild-eyed actor, suddenly known around the globe as the chopper-riding, hell-raising LSD freak behind the phenomenally successful Easy Rider, was doing in a remote corner of the world, coked up like a maniac and surrounded by a pack of burly psychedelic cowboys who considered him a genius, or some sort of messiah. At the beatific age of 33, Hopper had built on the mountain, as if to ring in the new decade of the 70s, a curious world of which only he seemed to know the true meaning. It lay 14,000 feet above sea level in the ancient village of Chincheros, which was populated by native Quechua Indians who had little clue as to what was going on in his head either. Centuries before, they'd been overrun by conquistadors. Now came Hopper, transforming their village practically overnight into a Wild West frontier town. He had herds of horses and saddles hauled up the mountain. He flew in burly men to be dressed in a variety of cowboy getups. He dragged B-Western movie sets up the mountain path, including a sort of spiritualist temple called Jimmy's Place, with the saying, "Reminds you of your destiny," painted on the window. So what the devil did it mean? The journalist held on for dear life as Hopper launched into his story, a strange and twisted tale full of superhero highs and decadent lows. It all began rather innocently in Dodge City, Kansas, just around the time the Dust Bowl was settling down. Back in its rip-roaring heyday, dime store books around the globe branded Dodge City the wickedest city in America. The end of the trail for herds of cowboys ready to raise hell after bringing longhorn cattle from Texas, and trouble to boot. It took the quickest guns in the West to keep the peace, including the legendary heroes of the gunfight at the OK Corral in Tombstone, Arizona, Wyatt Earp and his tubercular sidekick, Doc Holliday. What the law didn't chase off, the dust certainly did by the time Hopper's tale began. On a bright Saturday morning in April 1939, the old cowtown proudly dragged out its boots and did its best to look its wildest worst. The Junior Chamber of Commerce issued a bulletin stating, "Keep your whiskers," and offered a $200 prize for the best beard, one that harkened back to those woolly days of old Dodge. Everybody came out for the big day, including the Hopper family. Barely 3 years old, Dennis watched in amazement the shaggy wild men draped in buffalo skins, looming over dapper dudes in handlebar mustaches. They all took their places like extras outside the railway station alongside a cast of tens of thousands from across the country, desperate for a bit of color after years of suffering under the sun-blotted blackness of the dust storms. The seconds ticked toward the arrival of the actors. The town would ever afterward remember the premiere of Dodge City, the movie, as the biggest thing to happen to Dodge, shadowing even its storied past. Shortly after 10 o'clock, 30 barnstormers from the Wichita Aeronautic Society ripped through the sky. The band struck up "Oh Susanna" as the steel blue Warner Brothers special chugged in on the tracks of the Santa Fe Railroad. Out from the extravagant 17-car train, which included 8 luxury Pullmans, stepped the curiosity cabinet of Hollywood's most wanted, like Humphrey Bogart, and some unwanted, like the exotic Lea Lease, who sucked the alabaster toe of a Venus statue in the surrealist film masterpiece L'Âge d'Or. The punch-drunk former light heavyweight champion of the world, Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum, stumbled out of the baggage car, gussied up to look like the Lady Gay Saloon, the infamous watering hole of the bibulous Babylon of the Western Frontier, as Dodge City was known, before it turned dry as a bone. A collection of B-movie sharpshooters burst forth into the light. Hoot Gibson and Buck Jones in his white 10-gallon hat. Buck's trusty horse, Silver, pranced out of the animal car. Murmurs passed between mother and grandmother. Would he really come all the way from California to see them? At last, the star with the slick, pencil-thin mustache appeared on the platform to the roar of his fans. "I remember Errol Flynn came to Dodge City," said Hopper, telling a story he would repeat to friends and journalists throughout his life. "That was big time.